New Beginnings, Volume 26, Issue 4, July, August 2013. The topic of this month's newsletter is We Celebrate Your Independence. Some of the topics covered in this issue of the newsletter are unveiling the new department logo, the 7th Annual Photo Contest, Annual Long-Term Care Awareness Conference, Bicycling on the Three Notch Trail, TV Dinners, Good, Bad, and Not So Bad, and MedStar, St. Mary's Hospital's Health Connections. These are just a few of the articles covered in this particular issue. The letter from the director's desk by Lori Jennings Harris, who is the director of the Department of Aging and Human Services. Independence carries different meanings for different people. For the Department of Aging and Human Services, independence means offering options for our county's older adults and families that allow them to enjoy freedom from dependence. Providing or coordinating programs and services that reach every segment of our community, including seniors, children and families, and individuals coping with substance abuse, as well as those who are dealing with homelessness and mental illness, is what our department is all about. The variety of programs and services we offer is extensive. Whether you are interested in getting involved with one or more of our exercise classes, learning about proper nutrition from our dietitian, meeting up with friends at one of our senior activity centers for a meal and a game of cards, becoming involved as a volunteer, receiving in-home assistance with meals or personal care, or seeking help for a family member in need of mental health support, to name just a few. Our department can address your needs and questions. If we do not directly provide the program or service, we will connect you with the right person or organization that may be able to help. Our mission is to help the people we serve remain independent and active for as long as possible, all while upholding their dignity. Recognizing the importance of maintaining physical independence is more obvious. Preserving our cognitive, mental, and emotional independence are just as significant and worth nurturing for overall good health. As you review our July-August New Beginning newsletter, take note of all the things being provided to you over the summer and into the fall months. Though we may tend to have a greater focus on independence during the month of July, our freedom from dependence should be celebrated throughout the year. New Beginnings is brought to you by the St. Mary's County Board of Commissioners. Francis Jack Russell, the president, Lawrence Jarbo, Cynthia Jones, Todd Morgan, and Daniel Morris. The publisher is Laura Jennings Harris, who is the director of the Department of Aging and Human Services. And the editor is Taylor Gregg. Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The St. Mary's County Department of Aging and Human Services, the Triad and SALT, which stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, that council and the Board of County Commissioners for St. Mary's County sponsor the 13th Annual Law Enforcement Appreciation Day Ceremony for St. Mary's County on May the 14th at the Southern Maryland Higher Education Center in California, Maryland. This event during National Police Memorial Week pays tribute to law officers who have perished in the line of duty, as well as honoring the Officer of the Year, selected from each county law enforcement agency based on outstanding service to the community. Introducing a new department logo. The Department of Aging and Human Services Working Together, Caring About You. This is an article by Jennifer Hunt, who is the Community Programs and Outreach Division Manager. The latest sign that things are moving forward at the Department of Aging and Human Services is the unveiling of our new logo. We wanted to have a look that is fresh and clean, but prominently reflects our goals. The vibrant colors shown in our logo represent the energy channeled by dedicated staff to ensure the vitality of the community we serve, the varied population of St. Mary's County. The logo symbolizes the diversity within our recently expanded department. Human Services has joined the Department of Aging as the 7th Division, bringing programs and services not just to older adults, but to families and children. The merging of departments enables us to work together to ensure continued support of our community through all stages of life, as stated in our logo, Working Together, Caring About You. The Human Services Division is responsible for the coordination of supportive services to people with mental illness, substance abuse treatment and prevention, supportive services to children and families, and the Teen Court Program, to name just a few. The Department of Aging and Human Services offers programs and services that help many different populations, a great benefit to the community. We chose a tree to visually convey our mission, to provide a wide variety of programs and services to the county's senior residents as well as other segments of the population. The department serves as the roots supporting our divisions. The branches represent our divisions extending far into the community with programs and services that are wide and varied. Our 7 divisions are community programs and outreach, home and community-based services, human services, senior center operations, senior information and assistance, finance, and the retired and senior volunteer program. Our department's divisions are working together, caring about you. Senior Information and Assistance, this is an article entitled Help Available for Skyrocketing Electricity and Heating Expenses, and it was written by Debbie Barker, who is the Senior Information and Assistance Division Manager. The Southern Maryland Tri-County Community Action Committee Incorporated, Office of Home Energy, will begin accepting applications for the 2014 program year on July 1, 2013. This program provides financial assistance to residents who meet the program requirements regarding their electric and heating expenses. Eligibility is determined by the gross household income for everyone living in the residence and is based on 175% of the federal poverty level. Income levels vary depending upon the number of individuals residing at the property, with a one-person household maximum of $1,675.62 per month and $2,261.87 per month for two people. Any income received within 30 days prior to making application is considered. Social Security, annuities, pensions, IRA distributions, wages, child support, etc. are all considered as countable income. The value of assets such as bank accounts, real estate, IRAs, and CDs are not considered in determining eligibility. In addition to meeting income criteria, applicants must also be a Maryland resident, a U.S. citizen, or a qualified immigrant, have an electric company account in their name, be able to provide proof of all household income received within the last 30 days, provide identification for the applicant, have Social Security cards for all household members, and a copy of a rent receipt, if applicable. Individuals over the age of 60 may apply at the Northern, Garvey, or Loeffler Senior Activity Centers by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050, for an appointment. Persons under the age of 60 may apply to the Southern Maryland Tri-County Community Action Committee by calling 301-475-5574, extension 200, for an appointment. Men and women ages 50 and above are welcome. Bring your glove and wooden bat, if you have one. Call the Garvey Center for more information at 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Nutrition Corner, this is an article by Donna Taggart. Many of us have come to rely on frozen meals. Gone are the foil trays we used to call TV dinners our mothers would allow us to have once in a while. Now they range from typical comfort foods of the past to sophisticated gourmet meals. Many people think of frozen meals as being ultra-processed as well as high in sodium and fats. The fact is, most of the frozen foods are made of quality ingredients by real people and are not so different than home-prepared meals. As far as sodium, most single-serve frozen meals have less sodium than the average American meal. For example, a frozen spaghetti and meat sauce that was investigated had 766 milligrams of sodium as compared to 1,004 milligrams of sodium in a similar home-prepared recipe. Furthermore, since frozen meals are portion-controlled, it is much easier to manage your calorie and sodium intake. No second helpings unless you zap another meal in the microwave. A study found that providing frozen meals at breakfast, lunch, and dinner with self-selected fruits, vegetables, and dairy throughout the day allowed for greater compliance and enhanced weight loss. Another study of 35 people who normally ate cafeteria or restaurant lunches were given a healthy choice frozen lunch for 30 days instead of their usual meal. No changes were made to the day's meals, nor were there any exercise intervention. The results were that the calorie deficit averaged 350 per day. They lost an average of 2.8 pounds and saved an average of $4 a day. It is important to choose wisely amongst the numerous frozen meal choices. Learn to read the food labels and ingredients list. Choose meals with short ingredients list and no added sugars. Select a meal with 300 to 500 calories in order to provide the necessary energy and other nutrients needed from a meal. Don't be tempted to choose a lower amount. You'll be more tempted to overeat later. Try to choose a meal with no more than 600 milligrams of sodium. Check the type of fat added and try to find meals with no more than 2 grams of saturated fat and no trans fat. There are a lot of good choices out there, so don't give up on frozen meals. They are improving every year. Following are some nutrition education presentations that are going to be done by Donna Taggart. The one in July is Healthier Frozen Food. And since July is National Ice Cream Month, there will be an ice cream social following the presentation for those attending. There will be one on Wednesday, July the 3rd at the Northern Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. Another at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on July the 10th at 10:45 a.m. And the last one at the Loughway Senior Activity Center at 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 24th. Following are some special events. There is an ice cream social fundraiser at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Friday, July the 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. Do you need to cool off this summer, take a break from the heat, and help raise funds for entertainment and special events at the Garvey Senior Activity Center? In celebration of the invention of the ice cream cone in July of 1904, the Garvey Senior Activity Center will serve ice cream on your choice of cone, waffle, sugar, or wafer. The cost is $2 per cone. Also available will be ice cream sundaes for $3 and brownie sundaes for $4. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Cards for the Troops. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Tuesday, July the 16th, and again on August the 20th. On both dates, it's from 1:30 until 4:30 p.m. This group makes homemade greeting cards for a troop stationed abroad to send to their family and friends. All handmade cards will be donated to Cards for Soldiers, which is a nonprofit organization that provides homemade greeting cards to service members to send home to family while away from home. To sign up to help cut, stamp, and assemble cards, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. You do not need any previous experience in order to participate in Cards for the Troops. You can celebrate National Hot Dog Month. That's at the Garvey Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 18th at noon. In celebration of National Hot Dog Month, the Garvey Senior Activity Center will be grilling hot dogs. In addition to hot dogs, the menu includes baked beans, coleslaw, fresh fruit salad, brownies, and ice cream. Entertainment will be at 12:30 by Bluegrass Pickers, Rupert Dalrymple, and Terry Brown. You must sign up in advance, and you can do that by calling 301-475-4200, 475-4200, extension 1050. The cost of the lunch is a donation for those 60 years of age and older, and $5.50 for others. The Lawshore Luau will be held at the Lawshore Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There is a ticket required, and the donation suggested is $8. The Lawshore Luau is coming up. Tickets are now on sale. Let's learn the hukulele and dance to the music of our favorite DJ, Mean Gene. We shall feast on huli huli chicken, rice pilaf, pineapple chunk, sesame cabbage salad, and cucumber salad. Be sure to save room for key lime pie. Wear your favorite tropical garb, and they will supply the lay and bring your best party mood. A limited number of tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop by the receptionist desk during regular hours to get your ticket on or after June the 3rd. To learn more about the Lawshore Luau, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Show-stopping sensation. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center, Monday, July the 29th, from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Terry Marsh will entertain by performing big band and Broadway songs in the styles of Lena Horne, Billie Holiday, and Judy Garland, along with Patsy Cline, light jazz, swing music, and some tunes from the 50s. A special pork roast lunch will follow the hour-long show. There is a $4 special event fee. Sign up for the show and reserve a seat before noon on Friday, July the 26th, at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The cost of the lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older. For all others, $5.50. There's going to be a shoe swap at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, August the 9th, from 12:30 to 2 o'clock p.m. The annual shoe swap event returns. Enjoy trading in quality, clean, hardly worn shoes for a credit to get another pair of shoes at no charge. This is the ladies' dream. You'll find a place for those special event shoes or something you paid good money for but never got to wear. For each trade-in, you'll get a ticket so that you can redeem it for a different pair. You can use your voucher or gift it to someone else. Shoe screening will be very selected. Only very good quality shoes, no slippers or beachwear, and the shoes must not have much wear. Donations are due to the operations manager by noon on Monday, August the 5th. To learn more about the shoe swap, call 301-475-4002, extension 1002. The shoe swap follows a pizza party with pizza, salad, and wings, and you can make your lunch reservation before noon on Thursday, August the 8th, or by calling 301-475-4002-1001. The cost of lunch is a donation for seniors 60 and older and $5.50 for others. Team Trivia Night Out at Fitzy's Marina and Pub in Leonardtown. This is on Thursday, August the 15th, 5:30 until 9:30 p.m. The Department of Aging and Human Services Division of Senior Center Operations will present a team trivia on Thursday, August the 15th. Team Trivia is a live hosted trivia game played in teams. Guests will register teams upon arrival. Teams will then be given time to respond to trivia questions selected by the host. Prizes will be awarded. The event location is Fitzy's Marina at 21540 Joe Hazel Road, Leonardtown, Maryland. Enjoy a night of trivia, good food, and prizes. Tickets are $20 and includes party appetizers, a cheese and cracker veggie plate, crab ball platter, shrimp cocktail platter, chicken wings, chicken tenders, meatballs, tea, soda, water, and the cash bar. Tickets can be purchased at any St. Mary's County Senior Activity Center through August the 5th. Enjoy good food and good music while having good fun. To learn more, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. You can celebrate Lucille Ball at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Thursday, August the 15th at 12 o'clock noon. Celebrate the life of Lucille Ball during her birthday month. A lunch featuring one of Lucy's favorite meals, goulash, will be served. Following the lunch, participate in a Lucille Ball trivia challenge. Come dressed as your favorite I Love Lucy character for a Lucy Rickle Alpha Fred look-alike contest. prizes will be awarded. To make reservations, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. The cost of the lunch is a donation for those 60 years of age and older, and $5.50 for those under 60. The Lucille Ball celebration will be followed by Department of Aging and Human Services Roadshow presentation. There will be a 50 sock hop and antique car show at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Friday, August the 23rd, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy a fun time boogieing around the dance floor with 1950s sock hop music by our favorite DJ, Mean Gene. You won't want to miss getting into the mix dancing with him and everyone else. There is plenty of time to check out the numerous varieties of antique cars shown in the parking lot before and after lunch. An old-fashioned drive-in diner cheeseburger lunch with lettuce, tomato, onion, and sweet pickles, fixings, oven-cooked fries, baked beans, and soda will be served at noon. Purchase your ticket before noon on Thursday, August the 22nd at the Northern Senior Activity Center. The cost is a suggested donation of $8, which will cover your meal, dancing, door prize drawing, and the antique car show. Door prizes and lottery raffle also. There will be a puzzles and table games at the Loftus Senior Activity Center Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Sometimes it's nice to just hang out, enjoy a cup of coffee, and work on a puzzle or play a game. We have many puzzle and games available at Loeffler. Generally, we like to have three people to a puzzle, and there is quite a selection. So if you'd like to play Scrabble or Dominoes, come to the Loeffler Senior Activity Center Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30. You can pull a favorite game out of the closet, and someone is likely to be there to play with you. Learn Pinterest and become a pinner. Pinterest 101 will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Tuesday, July the 9th at 10:30 a.m. Pinterest is a visual online pin board or scrapbook that can organize your favorite hobbies or topics visually in categories of your choice. For example, you might create a pin board called Gardening and include images of flowers you would like to add to your garden or tips and tricks. In this class, we will go over the basics of Pinterest. Some examples of the topics are, what is Pinterest, how to create a board, how to pin your board, and how to follow others. This class will be structured as a watch and learn. The instructor will go through the steps on the computer for you to follow on the screen. Space is limited, and you can sign up by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be a book discussion group at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesdays, July the 10th, and again on August the 14th. On both days, it's 10:30 a.m. In July, the group will discuss Safe Haven by Nicholas Sparks. The protagonist, Katie, struggles with a dark secret that haunts and terrifies her. Katie eventually realizes that she must choose between a life of transient safety or one of riskier rewards, and that in the darkest hour, love is the only safe haven. In August, the group will discuss The Shell Seekers by Rosamund Pilcher. At the end of a long and useful life, Penelope Keeling's prized possession in The Shell Seekers, painted by her father and symbolizing her unconditional life from bohemian childhood to wartime romance. When her grown children learn their grandfather's work is now worth a fortune, each has an idea as to what Penelope should do. But as she recalls the passions, tragedies, and secrets of her life, she knows there is only one answer, and it lies in her heart. To learn more about joining the discussion group, call 301-475-4200, extension 1072. The Loeffler Book Club at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center meets on the second Thursdays of the month at 12:30 p.m. The July 11th and 12th of Never will be discussed, and that is by James Patterson. In August, it will be The Life of Pi by Jan Martel. Each month, this group reads a different book from varying genres. The selections above are entirely different from each other, yet are equally as fascinating. Make new friends and have an interesting discussion with others who have read the same book. To learn more about the Loeffler Book Club, you can call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. There will be a scripture study at the Loeffler Senior Activity Center on alternate Fridays. That will be July the 12th and the 26th. In August, it will be August the 9th and the 23rd. on all dates. It starts at 10 o'clock a.m. This class is open to anyone who wants to find comfort, guidance, happiness, and an improved prayer life through the use of the Bible. Though Christian-based, this class does not lean toward any particular denomination, and all are welcome. There is no need to sign up. Just stop in. The group meets twice a month at Loeffler. Bibles are available for your use. To learn more about the scripture study, call 301-737-5670, extension 1658. Treasure Trove. This is at the Northern Senior Activity Center on Thursday, July the 18th at 10:45 a.m. Whatever it is that you treasure, share the history behind it and find out what the hidden story is behind others' treasure trove. It may be a collection that you have and will never want to part with, maybe favorite photos, a family heirloom, or a gift from someone special. You meet in the social room library for a cozy get-together and share your experiences and tell the story about why your treasure trove is so important to you. The Department of Aging and Human Services Roadshow will be at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Thursday, August the 15th at 1 o'clock p.m. The Department of Aging and Human Services provide a wide variety of programs and services for the county senior residents, as well as other segments of the population in need of services. In this 30-minute comprehensive presentation, we will take a look at all of the programs and services offered by the Department of Aging and Human Services. Our programs include, but are not limited to, home and community-based services such as home delivered and congregate meals, in-home services, ombudsman services, and caregiver support, information and assistance, social and recreational programs, health promotion, community outreach, and volunteer opportunities. The Human Services Division is responsible for the coordination of supportive services to people with mental illness, substance abuse treatment and prevention, supportive services to families and children, and the teen court program, to name a few. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. You must sign up advance, and to do so, please call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. This is an article by Noreen Rowe, who is the RSVP Project Manager. Celebrating independence. Most of us prize our independence and consider it one of the great benefits of living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. All too often, however, we take our independence for granted. We celebrate our nation's independence on the 4th of July, but we often take it for granted the rest of the year. Sometimes it is only when our nation's independence is threatened that we realize how important our freedoms are to us. The same thing can happen on a personal level. When facing a health crisis, we keenly sense how much our health and independence mean to us. We may even get serious about tending to health concerns. For some of us, the challenge is to learn how to celebrate our health and independence while we've still got it. For others, the challenge is to learn how to restore our health and independence and then work on keeping it. As RSVP moves forward into a new 3-year grant period, we selected Health Futures as a priority focus for our volunteer programming. So let us all work together now to do what we can to remain healthy and independent. To remain healthy and independent, volunteer. RSVP is all about helping seniors maintain their health and independence. Volunteering helps our volunteers remain active and independent, engaged in the community, connected with others, and giving of their talents and abilities. Studies have shown that volunteers often have improved physical health, lower mortality rates, greater functional ability, and lower rates of depression. To put it simply, volunteering improves both physical and mental health. Just ask some of our RSVP volunteers and they will tell you. If you want to remain healthy and independent, volunteer. To promote health and independence on others, you can volunteer. Many of our RSVP volunteers help others maintain their health and independence. Our Meals on Wheels volunteers help homebound seniors get the daily nutrition they need to stay healthy. Our Senior Rides volunteers help homebound seniors get to the medical appointments they need. Our Volunteers with Axe, a community that shares, lend out free medical devices and assistive equipment to help individuals maintain mobility and independence. Volunteers in the Senior Activity Centers promote health and independence by leading some fitness classes, teaching computer skills, and providing social engagement activities. And these and many other ways, RSVP volunteers are helping others remain healthy and independent. To honor those who fought for our independence, volunteer. At the annual Volunteer Appreciation Banquet at Charlotte Hall Veterans Home, I received a certificate of appreciation on behalf of the RSVP volunteers who support the veterans there. RSVP Senior Vibe volunteers perform at the Veterans Home on a monthly basis, bringing much joy to the veterans who enjoy listening to their favorite old tunes and patriotic songs. These much-anticipated visits provide a musical bright spot in their day. We have an RSVP volunteer who puts in many hours each week helping out in the photo lab at the Veterans Home, helping to provide veterans with a visual creative outlet. Another RSVP volunteer uses his woodworking skills to help build computer workstations and CD racks for the veterans. He also crafted woodwork for the oral history room so veterans could record their memories and personal histories in a beautiful setting. Through these varied services, service contributions, RSVP volunteers share how much they value what our veterans have done for us in securing our freedoms and independence. Perhaps you would like to join your ranks by serving as an RSVP volunteer at the Veterans Home. They need friendly visitation volunteers to visit with veterans on a weekly basis, talking with them, reading to them, and accompanying them to social activities. Or perhaps you would like to help collect needed items for veterans or assist with fundraising activities to support programs and services for veterans. If so, contact RSVP and they will explore your skills, talents, and interests that can serve the needs of those who served us. Are you on our RSVP volunteer email list? To receive and update information on our most current and immediate volunteer request, we need your email address so we can send you an email blast whenever a request comes in. About two-thirds of our current RSVP volunteers have given us their email address, but we still need email addresses for about 100 of you. If you don't want to miss out on the latest and greatest RSVP news, including recent volunteer requests, then please send us your new or updated email address information. So for more information on the RSVP program and for volunteer opportunities for seniors 55 years of age and above, call 301-737-5670, extension 1653, or call Maureen Rowe, who is the RSVP project manager, at that same number, or you can email her, maureen.rowe@stmarysmaryland.com. Following are some trips and tours to be taken in the fall. The first one is Shirley Plantation on the James River in Charles City Tavern. This is Thursday, September the 26th. Shirley Plantation is in Charles City, Virginia, and it's Virginia's first plantation established in 1613. It is one of America's oldest family-owned businesses and is still lived in by direct descendants of the same family since 1738. The mansion holds original family furnishings and portraits, and the grounds have many authentic buildings. While visiting Shirley Plantation, take a guided tour of the mansion and take part in a special program hosted by a direct descendant of Shirley Plantation, and take the opportunity to do a self-guided tour of the grounds. After leaving Shirley Plantation, enjoy lunch at Charles City Tavern. The tavern is located in the heart of Virginia plantation country and is housed in a circa 1889 farmhouse that sits on a 2,000-acre working farm. Motor coach transportation will be provided. The cost is $76 per person, and that includes transportation, entrance to the plantation and the tours, and the lunch at the Charles City Tavern, snacks, and gratuities. So call 301-475-4200, extension 1062, to make your reservation. On Sunday, October the 13th, there will be a trip to Catoctin Colorfest in Thurmont, Maryland. Take a walk on the artsy crafty side as we ride up to this famous juried arts and crafts show that features 300 well-known and respected artists from across the United States. Recognized as one of the largest of its kind on the East Coast and beautifully situated at the base of the Catoctin Mountains in Frederick County, this event is also known for its artistic demonstrations and delicious variety of foods. What a better way to spend an autumn Sunday. The cost of this trip is $50, includes travel on a luxury motor coach, waters and snacks on the bus, and the bus driver's tip. Lunch is on your own at one of the tempting spots located in Catoctin. The bus will depart from the Garvey Senior Activity Center at 7 o'clock a.m. Return time will be approximately 8 o'clock p.m. Your spot is guaranteed when you have made full payment, which can be made at any of the senior activity centers. To learn more about the Catoctin Color Fest in October, call Shelley Graziano at 301-737-5670 or extension 1655. On December the 7th through the 9th of this year, there will be the Grand Illumination in Williamsburg, Virginia. You can kickstart your Christmas season with a 3-day and 2-night trip to Colonial Williamsburg for Christmas sights and sounds. The cost is $610 per person based on double occupancy. The bus leaves from Garvey Senior Activity Center Saturday morning at approximately 9 o'clock a.m. And you will arrive in Williamsburg and enjoy lunch in a colonial tavern in the heart of historic Williamsburg. This trip will include a tasting visit to the Williamsburg Winery and an evening at Christmastown, a Busch Gardens celebration. Sunday, you can choose to start your day with Mass at St. Bede Catholic Church or with coffee at a local coffee shop. Later, there will be a guided tour of colonial Williamsburg, starting with the film The Story of a Patriot. Later, you can spend your free time on visiting your choice of other buildings and museums that are included on your tickets, or you can shop at Merchant Square. The evening celebration in Colonial Williamsburg, the Grand Illumination, includes fireworks, musical entertainment, dancing, caroling, and dramatic presentations. All activities subject to availability and change at the time of reservation. The tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation, 2 nights accommodations, baggage handling, 2 deluxe continental breakfasts, 1 lunch, 2 dinners, all admissions and guide services, taxes and tips. The cost is $610 for double occupancy. For more information, you can call Joyce Rom at 301-737-5670, extension 1656. Also, to note, this trip includes activities which require considerable mobility, as the grounds in Williamsburg are often unpaved and there are lots of walking all 3 days of this trip. Following are some articles on health and wellness. This first one is Limitations No More. This is at the Law for Senior Activity Center, and this is at the Emotional Freedom Technique Clinic. It's the second and fourth Tuesday in July, which is July the 9th and the 23rd, and in August, it's the 13th and the 27th. On all 4 dates, it's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and it's $45 for a one-hour session. Rochelle McLeod, who is a registered nurse, is the EFT practitioner, and she's providing so much help to her clients at the Law Flow Center. She has been continuing to advance her studies in this method of self-help that, through simple and gentle, has brought dramatic results to people seeking help with fears, anxieties, pains, and more. Rochelle particularly likes to help clients who need relief from pain, allergies, weight, limiting beliefs, procrastination, anxiety, stress, and more. Frequently, a person can find relief from one session, after which he or she can continue to practice the technique by him or herself for further improvement. Other problems may require more sessions. To learn more about EFT or Emotional Freedom Technique, you can visit EFTUniverse.com or simply type in EFT on the address bar of any search engine. In addition, if you would like to make an appointment with Rochelle, call 240-925-4309. The Maryland Department of Agriculture's Senior Farmers Market Coupon Distribution is available at the Garvey Senior Activity Center Wednesday, July the 10th at 10 o'clock a.m. Distribution of 2013 Senior Farmers Market Coupon Booklets for St. Mary's County will take place at the Garvey Senior Activity Center in Leonardtown on Wednesday, July the 10th at 10 o'clock a.m. And they will be distributing all coupon booklets until they are gone. The number of coupon booklets received this year was once again reduced compared to last year. In order to be eligible for the Farmers Market coupons, you must be 60 years of old and able to provide proof of age. Financial qualification is based on the income of your entire household. Income from all individuals in a household must be considered. For a one-person household, the monthly income must be below $1,772 per month. For a two-person household, the monthly income must not exceed $2,392. Call for income eligibility guidelines for larger households. Individuals receiving checks must sign a federal affidavit indicating that they meet the qualification. Intentionally making a false statement can result in a civil or criminal prosecution under state and federal law. So to learn more about the Senior Farmers Market Coupon Distribution, call 301-475-4200, extension 1050. There will be Health Connection screenings on Friday, July the 26th and August the 23rd. MedStar St. Mary's Hospital Health Connections will be traveling to each senior activity center to offer information and services concerning many health-related issues. For instance, free blood pressure checks are available, and anyone wishing to have their blood pressure checked can just stop by. There is no appointment necessary. And that will be on July the 26th and August the 23rd, and which are both days are Friday, and that's at all senior centers. On August the 23rd, there will be a bone density screen, and the times are as follows: at the Garvey Senior Activity Center from 9 to 10 a.m., the Loughborough Senior Activity Center, 11 a.m. to noon, the Northern Senior Activity Center, 1 to 2 p.m. Living well and taking charge of your health. This is at the Garvey Senior Activity Center. This is on Tuesdays, and this runs from August the 20th through September the 24th. It's from 9:30 a.m. until noon. This program is an evidence-based chronic disease self-management workshop developed by Stanford University. The workshop is for any person who has one or more chronic conditions and who wants to learn to live more healthfully. It helps people learn everyday skills to manage chronic health symptoms and get the most out of life. Caregivers of a person with a chronic condition are also invited to attend. In the Living Well, Take Charge of Your Health workshop, you will learn how to manage symptoms, how to communicate effectively with your doctor, how to lessen frustration, how to fight fatigue, how to make daily tasks easier, and how to get more out of life. To ensure that you get most out of the program, attendance is recommended for all six sessions. Registration is limited, so you can sign up by calling 301-475-4200, extension 1050.